timeless wisdom of stillness. Different cultures have their terms for stillness. Buddhists use the word apekka, Muslims say aslama. Greek Stoics refer to it as apatheia, and the Bhagavad Gita calls it samatvam. In English, it's simply stillness. Stillness means staying calm no matter how chaotic life gets. When you achieve a steady inner peace, you can focus fully on what you're doing instead of being distracted by street noise, money issues, or other concerns. Stillness is the key that skilled athletes use to make the perfect move. It's where inspiration and sudden insights come from and helps you fully appreciate each moment of life. Stillness isn't just for a few special people. It's something everyone can experience. In today's fast-paced world, finding stillness can be challenging. But with the right approach and effort, you can achieve it. Start by focusing on the three main parts of life: the mind, the spirit, and the body. Temper the mind first. To perform at your best, it's not enough to simply react to problems. You need to think deeply about them, look at them from different angles, and patiently find the best solutions. In 1962, President John F. Kennedy showed this approach when the CIA discovered that the Soviets were building missile sites in Cuba. While his advisors recommended a quick response, destroy the sites and follow up with an invasion of Cuba, Kennedy chose to think carefully before acting. Kennedy chose not to act immediately. He wanted to take time with his advisors to carefully examine the situation. He aimed to understand why the Russians would make such a risky move. Kennedy concluded that Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev saw him as weak. To show strength and buy time for Khrushchev to rethink, Kennedy decided on a naval blockade of Cuba. 11 days later, Khrushchev agreed to discuss the removal of the missiles. Simple habits for finding stillness. To use your mind in the quest for stillness, develop these habits. 1. Be here now. Focus on the present moment. It's easy to let your mind drift to past problems or future worries, but you miss out on life when you do. Being present requires effort. Limit distractions from media and seek quiet moments. 2. Take time to think. Don't just go with your first thoughts or instincts. Look for hidden aspects in any situation. Buddhists say the world is like muddy water. You need to wait for the water to clear to see things. Writing in a journal helps slow your thoughts and lets you reflect on yourself and your issues. 3. Know when to empty your mind. While thinking is important, overthinking can be harmful. Act with detachment. Clear your mind, let go of worries about outcomes, and stay present. 4. Keep learning. Ancient philosophies agree on the value of knowledge. Learn from your experiences, read books, and seek out mentors to gain wisdom. 5. Cultivate confidence, not ego. Confidence comes from a realistic view of your skills and knowledge. It helps calm doubts and fears. Nourish your soul. Your spiritual well-being goes beyond just religious beliefs. Even people who don't follow a religion need to care for their inner selves. Tiger Woods, under his father's intense training, became an expert in both the physical and mental aspects of golf, but ignored his well-being. During his first decade as a professional, he dominated the sport, mastering the calmness required for golf. However, outside of the game, his life was filled with stress and problems, becoming a circus of tabloid scandal cliches. To feed your soul, start using these habits. 1. Strive for virtue. Develop a personal set of values and stick to them. This moral code acts like a guide, helping you make confident decisions. Without it, you might find yourself swayed by temptation and desire. 2. Care for the child. Many adults carry pain from their childhood. Reflect on past struggles and comfort your inner child. Looking at these old issues from an adult perspective can help ease lingering fears and insecurities. 3. Tame troubling emotions. Emotions like lust, envy, and anger can upset your soul and disrupt inner peace. Ancient wisdom points out that desire often stands in the way of happiness. True contentment comes from valuing what you already have. 4. Surround yourself with beauty. When you experience beauty in nature or art, you go beyond yourself. With practice, you can find beauty in everything, from the sunrise on a mountaintop to a cat's paw prints in the dust. 5. Surrender to a higher power. To be still, recognize that there are forces far larger and more powerful than yourself. Many people see this higher power as God, but there are other ways to understand it. For ancient Greek Stoic philosophers, this power was the logos, or the path of the universe. The Chinese refer to it as the Tao, or the way. What's important is accepting that the universe is much bigger than you and your concerns, and that you don't control it. This realization helps us see how everyone is connected through the mystery of life. We are all part of a thread stretching through countless generations. 6. Cultivate relationships. Building and maintaining personal connections with others is crucial. It involves setting aside your worst impulses and striving to meet your highest ideals. Elevate your health and fitness. Mental and spiritual health are closely linked to physical health. Although Winston Churchill's stout figure might not immediately suggest physical vigor, his life shows how important staying active can be. Churchill worked as a war correspondent, wrote over 40 books, served with the Royal Scots Fusiliers, and held multiple roles in the British government, including Prime Minister. Winston Churchill worked hard throughout his life, but avoided burnout by carefully managing his energy. He took daily naps and found relaxation in walking, painting, and bricklaying. To keep your body healthy, try these habits. 1. Practice waiting. Sometimes doing nothing is the best option. Just like elite baseball players wait for the right pitch, waiting strategically can be powerful. Roman commander Fabius used this tactic against Hannibal. While many saw his waiting as cowardly and pushed for a direct attack, his approach was smart. By delaying action, he aimed to weaken his enemy, who was far from home and struggling with the elements. 2. Walk. Many famous thinkers, like Kierkegaard, Nietzsche, Tesla, Dickens, Steve Jobs, and Martin Luther King Jr., found their best ideas while walking. For them, walking was more than just exercise. It was a way to slow down and clear their minds. The repetitive motion of walking helped them focus and think deeply. 3. Stick to a routine. Use repetitive activities to create a daily routine. This helps your mind relax and become more focused and productive, freeing you from worrying about what's next. 4. Cut down on your belongings. Too many items can be a burden. The stress of managing, storing, and paying for things can weigh you down. Go through your stuff and get rid of things you don't use. 5. Seek out times of solitude. If you're often surrounded by people, balance it out by finding time alone. You don't need to go far, just carve out quiet moments for yourself. For example, Leonardo da Vinci would arrive early at the monastery while working on the Last Supper to be alone with his thoughts. 6. Get enough sleep. Without proper rest, your work quality drops, you make more mistakes, you think more negatively, and your decisions worsen. 7. Engage in a hobby. Change how you view leisure time. It's not just about idleness. The Greeks called it skol, meaning school. Hobbies refresh your spirit. For instance, British Prime Minister William Gladstone enjoyed chopping trees and pruning forests. Composer John Cage hunted mushrooms, Einstein played the violin, and many Japanese warriors did flower arranging. 8. Put your body to work. Using your body for good helps lead a better life. You'll feel better when you help others. Volunteer for community projects, assist people in distress, and stand up for what's right. If we want to be good and feel good, we have to do good. Key points. 1. Focus on the present moment and limit distractions to maintain inner peace. 2. Reflect thoroughly before acting to make informed decisions. 3. Develop personal values and manage emotions to nurture spiritual well-being. 4. Balance activity with rest and establish routines to support physical health. 5. Seek solitude and engage in hobbies to refresh your mind and spirit. 6. Practice patience and strategic waiting to improve decision-making. 7. Simplify your life by decluttering and focusing on what truly matters.